Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
You're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, good afternoon, and maybe even good evening, people. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. That means Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, ready to rap about the sports world, whether it's the NBA playoffs, NHL hockey playoffs, Major League Baseball, NFL, tennis, golf, you name it, we've got you covered in one way, shape, or another. Mike, what a weekend, brother. How are you, my friend?
Doing well, yeah. It is not a fun-filled weekend, but there's lots of stuff going on, like you said, like NBA playoffs. Just saw the French Open news with Feds, and so there's a lot going on, so let's get to it.
Yeah, too bad Fed has to listen to the body and is withdrawing from the French Open. And quite frankly, my friend, you know, as you get older, Father Time sooner or later does win, at least against most people. Maybe not Tom Brady, maybe not some others. But there's some things I do want to dissect with you. The Los Angeles Lakers going down in the first round against the Phoenix Suns, who you and I get to watch all the time here in the Valley of the Sun. Great job by the Suns. Kudos to them. And I don't think enough credit is getting thrown their direction, if you ask me. I know the music's going. We got to take that pause for the cause. We'll come back. We'll rap about the sports world. And we'll probably talk hockey and baseball with our professor of sports, John Poulter. Keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
It's baseball season, and you're ready to go all out. So you ordered the essentials to make game day a success, like a jersey, a power recliner, and a bigger screen. And you used your Bank of America customized cash rewards credit card, choosing to earn 3% cash back on online shopping. Rewards that you put toward an essential piece of the celebration, an air horn. Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding. Copyright 2021, Bank of America Corporation.
Time for your Small Business Report, presented by Dell Small Business. When you begin a new business venture, it's easy to get excited and want to tap into different markets. But spreading yourself too thin can result in missed opportunities to capture an engaged audience. Instead, stay focused on your niche and constantly optimize your products and services. Create organic SEO growth because it drives trust, and be sure to reinvest in your digital marketing. And that's your Dell Small Business Report.
It's the perfect season for a powerful business upgrade with Dell Technologies Summer Sale Event. Save up to 45% on secure PCs built for business with Windows 10 Pro. You'll also find great savings on Dell servers, monitors, docks, and other accessories to help boost productivity. Plus, enjoy free shipping on everything. Do more with modern devices and Windows 10 Pro. Call 877-ASK-DELL for a Dell Technologies advisor who can help you find the right tech. That's 877-ASK-DELL for business specials during Dell's Summer Sale Event.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-399-3691. 800-399-3691. That's 800-399-3691.
Superstart batteries exclusively at O'Reilly Auto Parts are designed to meet the electrical demands of today's vehicles. Get dependable power and performance from a Superstart battery for your car, truck, motorcycle, lawnmower, boat, and more. Our professional parts people can help you find just what you need. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Fielded back on to Backus. Backus, a shot that just pops up over the glove hand of Anderson. Dug out there and returned to him by Bergeron. Backus gives it back to Miller. Fires one wide, rebound. Bergeron scores! Whirled around behind, still trying to keep possession. Rubbed out there by Kevin Miller. Right back ahead, it's DeBrusk with a step. DeBrusk trying to get it ready, score!
Gardner with Nash right on him. Krejci there as well. Rick Nash gets the puck to Krejci, and Bunt couldn't get a shot. Heinen turns, shoots, scores! Danton Heinen's first ever playoff point, and it's a big goal that ties the game again.
Yep. You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, pulling you through another edition of what's happening in the sports world, at least as far as how we're sitting at this weekend, at this moment in time. A lot of crazy things are happening, and obviously NHL hockey playoffs is one of them. And to talk to us about that, none other than our professor of sports, John Poulter. John, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Andy. Doing very well, thanks. How about you?
Hey, can't complain. Obviously, it's a beautiful day here in the Valley of the Sun, starting to heat up like crazy. I know Mike doesn't like to give you shots anymore about the weather, but at a certain point, I think you start giving us jabs about the heat. So the heat is here. Bring on the jabs as far as the weather goes. But speaking of jabs, wow, what's happening on the ice is pretty remarkable, to say the least. I think what we're seeing with the Avalanche and Golden Knights is, you know what, nobody's been able to break serve yet, I guess, if you will, on home ice. And the Lightning, they seem to be very impressive, I got to tell you. Islanders, Bruins, that's shaping up to be one hell of a series as well. In general, I think we're seeing some pretty fun, exciting hockey, John.
We certainly are. And, you know, for the most part, it's not playoff hockey. It's wide open hockey. It's exciting hockey. You know, 10 or 15 years ago, or 30 years ago, if you'd have said to me we'd see 6-4 and 8-5 hockey games in the playoffs, I'd kind of look at you and wonder, you know, what sport were you watching? But we're seeing a lot of high-scoring games, and it's entertaining. You know, for many, many years, we saw playoff games that were 3-2, 2-1, this kind of stuff, maybe 4-3 if it got to overtime. I think it's great to see all these goals. You know, that Tampa, Tampa game last night, the goals in that game were unbelievable. I mean, final score on Saturday night, final score 6-4. At one point, Carolina were up 4-2. Then Tampa Bay went to work thanks to some very undisciplined penalties by Carolina. Three penalties in the second period that, in my mind, were all avoidable, all resulted in Tampa Bay goals, all nicely taken goals. Just a fun game to watch. I didn't get to watch much of it live, but I did have an opportunity to sit and watch the condensed game, which I often do if it's a game I haven't seen an awful lot of. It was just exciting to watch. There was a couple of things surprised me, and that was the discipline that I talked about. But the other thing was that at least two of the goals, I think maybe even three on Mrazek on Saturday night, were high on the glove side. And that's really the last place a goaltender should be beaten on any kind of a shot. But some of those shots were from long range, good shots, well set up plays. Tampa Bay played that tic-tac-toe game very, very well. It was a fun game to watch, no question about it.
Just before you jump in, to your point, John, about the goals, 8 total goals with the Hurricanes and Lightning in period number 2 from that game. So, yeah, just craziness. And I think I happened to shoot you a text message when the guy, I don't know who it was at this moment in time, the guy was kind of off balance and he hits just a hell of a wrister shot, like you're saying, from distance. And it was just, I was absolutely mesmerized. And I instantly shot you a text message or, you know, something on Twitter saying, wow, what an amazing goal that was, or something along those lines. But 8 total goals in that second period. That is that close to a record? I don't know, but I mean that to me that sounds insane.
Well, I'm not sure if it's a record. That is something I haven't looked up. Do I ever remember seeing that many goals that quickly? No, I don't. The one game that sticks in my mind, and we're talking many, many years ago now, known as the Miracle on Manchester, which was the L.A. Kings and the Edmonton Oilers back in the early 80s. Edmonton was up a whole bunch, and all of a sudden the Kings went wild in either the second or the third period. I think it was the third period. And they scored a ton of goals and ended up winning the game. There may have been 8 goals in that period because I remember that was wide open. But, you know, we're talking about the 1980-something Oilers, and we're talking Wayne Gretzky, when that was an era when 9-3, 9-4 playoff games were the norm. So it's a lot of goals in a period, but, you know, quite frankly, 3 of those were preventable because they all came down to silly penalties that Carolina took. Should have been avoided. Bad penalties usually result in bad goals. You know, there's a saying in hockey that the bad penalties are the hardest ones to kill, just the same as there's a saying in baseball that the 2-out walk is the one that usually scores. So just the way the sport works.
Good morning, John, and Andy's absolutely right. I'm not going to take any jabs at you for the weather. It was 108.
Well, it's hot here today, so we've had 2 hot days here. We're 90-plus and with humidity, Mike, so we're starting to catch up with you a little bit.
Well, once you hit about 110, then we can talk. I'll give you that. you know, look, my questions, a couple of questions here. You know, the other night I'm watching Colorado and Vegas. And that was a fun game to watch. It was an exciting game. What are you seeing in that series? And then the New York Boston series, the Islanders and the Bruins, they're all knotted up at 2 apiece. What are you seeing with these 2 series?
Well, dealing with the Colorado-Vegas series first, that's gone pretty much according to what we thought when we talked about this last week. And as Andy has pointed out, to use his term as a tennis buff, everybody's holding serve so far. So if Vegas wins on Sunday night, all of a sudden that then becomes the best 2 out of 3 with 2 out of the remaining 3 games in Colorado. I still think Colorado wins that in 6 or 7. I think that's a heavyweight round. Doesn't surprise me that each team has won at home. What did surprise me was how one-sided the first game was. Colorado just came out, absolutely hammered Vegas. They really weren't even in the game. It was hard to tell that it was Vegas that they were playing because, quite frankly, Vegas did not show up at all. The second game was a little bit closer. Third game, Vegas got back to their own rink, dominated the game quite a fair bit, obviously enough to win the game. So game four is going to be key in that series. They're either going to go back to Colorado tied at two, or Colorado is going to go home with a 3-1 lead and a chance to lock it up in game five, which I believe is on Tuesday night. The Boston-New York Islanders series, that's been a fun series to watch. I've seen quite a bit of that series, of course, being in the Eastern time zone. On the nights when the Canadian teams aren't playing, that's the game that we generally get as our prime feed. That was a tight game on Saturday night. Pasternak should have had the Bruins up 1-0 early in the first period, but he had a wide-open net and he hit the post. I mean, I could have put that one in and probably all three of us could. Then all of a sudden, Boston get a goal. They're up 1-0. Then we see the Islanders come back and tie it on a bit of a scramble in front of the net. Then the Islanders go up 2-1 with about 6.5 to play in the third period. Played great defensive hockey from then on. Don't be misled by the 4-1 scoreline. The last two goals were into an empty net. That was really a 2-1 hockey game with the winning goal scored in the last 5 or 6 minutes. That's going to be at least obvious now, a six-game series. I think I called Boston in six on that one, so I still got a shot at getting that one right. But at the end of the day, good hockey series, two good teams, two teams playing quite well, and for the most part playing disciplined hockey. So that was a fun game to watch on Saturday night as well.
I agree. Islanders, definitely impressive what they've been able to accomplish so far in the postseason. Really good stuff, John, as always. On the other side, we'll probably talk about some Major League Baseball, so keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, hanging out with our professor of sports, John Poulter. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Keep it close. We'll all be right back.
Skittered off the boards in the back of the net. Played back along further now by Howland. Close quarters over for James Neal. Swung one that's taken by Tuck, and Tuck with a shot. He hit the puck with a shot. Got it to the back, England. Across now to Theodore. But off the stick of Smith-Kelly. Couldn't get it by Theodore. Theodore moving on with it now. Through on the right of the score!
Up the faceoff into the corner. 10 seconds left to go. The countdown. Cleared up. Out of the zone. The Colorado Avalanche have won the Stanley Cup. Raymond Moore, a dream, has come true.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Yeah.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Come on. You watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. That's 800-732-9635.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? Pet Joy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy Pet Joy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get two bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call Pet Joy right now. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. That's 800-846-2153.
2-1, and Gurriel lines it deep to left field. Going back is Soto looking up. See you later! And the Landers Crawford boxes. Yuli Gurriel makes it 1-0 Astros.
Frankie delivers. Swing a long drive to left. Way back. Forget about it. It is going, going, and long gone into the Crawford boxes. And the Nationals are on the board. Anthony Rendon has his second home run in the World Series. It's now the Astros 2 and the Nationals 1.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Are you crying? Are you crying?
Welcome back in, everybody. No, there's no crying in baseball. There's no crying in sports in general, unless you're LeBron James, maybe, unless you're one of those guys that you're allowed to have those tears of joy and pain all at the same time. Welcome back in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. That means Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. We're hanging out with our professor of sports, John Poulter, at this moment in time, talking Major League Baseball, as you could tell from the highlights. And, you know, I start most of the weeks this way, fellas, where we take a look at the standings at some point in time throughout the conversation. And, you know, I kind of break down what's happened in the East of the American League, the Central, the West, of both the American League and National League. And you know what? The American League East, as far as it goes this week, we've got a new leader at the top, and that's the Tampa Bay Rays. Boston Red Sox hanging very tightly there, just behind them. The Toronto Blue Jays, the team that's near and dear to you, John, behind them. And the Yankees, who are in fourth place. It's kind of insane, but the Yankees are a fourth-place team, and they're above 500. Again, the American League East might be the best division in all of baseball. The White Sox seem to have a grip on things, but Cleveland not too far behind. And give Kansas City some credit, fellas. They're hanging around in this thing, so it's somewhat impressive. The Oakland Athletics, in my opinion, it's their division to lose, but the Astros may have something to say about that before everything is said and done. And then we have that National League East that we've kind of been harping on all season long, where nobody's really all that good. Maybe the Mets are starting to kind of separate themselves a little bit, as they're now about five games over 500. The Central, this might be the most enjoyable division to watch week in and week out, because it's definitely musical chairs at the top of the charts here. When St. Louis was on top for the past 4 weeks, I believe, now, once again, getting a little cruisy, the Milwaukee Brewers and the Cubs are both atop that division. And then in the West, it's been not been the Dodgers. It's been San Francisco and the Padres. So it's been an interesting baseball season, John. It really has.
it's been extremely interesting. And, you know, you talk about the New York Yankees in fourth place, and this is something that I don't think I've ever seen before, and that is that the New York Yankees are almost at the bottom of runs scored. They have only scored 218 runs in 59 games. I mean, usually you think of the Yankees winning games 10-2, 13-4, putting up huge numbers, but for some reason or other, they're playing different baseball this year. They've scored 218 runs, but they've only given up 221, so they're only minus three. So clearly they're playing tighter games. Tampa Bay has been on a real spell the last 10 days to 2 weeks. 7-3 in their last 10, all of a sudden have a one-game lead over the Red Sox. You talked about the National League Central. That is musical chairs. The Cardinals doing really, really well until about 2 weeks ago when they went to San Diego, got swept in a three-game series there, and really don't seem to have been able to put it together ever since. They had a bad series in Los Angeles. They're having a horrible series at home against Cincinnati. Your Brew Crew has come back, 8-2 in their last 10. You know, for a while they were in first place doing really well. Then they went downhill for a little while. They've come back into it. The Giants, I mean, you talk about the Giants and surprise teams. 37-21, the best record in Major League Baseball, and hands up anybody that thought the second week of June we'd be talking about the San Francisco Giants with the best record in Major League Baseball. 8-2 in their last 10. Two-game lead over San Diego, a three-game lead over the Dodgers. Going back to the National League East, yeah, you're right that the Mets are looking like they're starting to separate themselves, and I want to talk a little bit about Jacob DeGrom because Mike brought that up last week. An outstanding performance from DeGrom on Saturday night in San Diego. Seven innings, 85 pitches, 11 strikeouts, 60 of those pitches for strikes, and guess what? He didn't give up a run. So the ERA goes down even further. I think it's now down to 0.62, which, you know, when you look at it, that's just unbelievable that every time a guy goes out now, if he gives up a run, his ERA is going to go up. I mean, that's an unbelievable stat. But one thing that we can't lose track of with the Mets, and part of this is the fact that they're playing in the National League East, where we've talked about it's the less than 500 division. The Mets' record against teams with better than 500 record is 3-12. That's going to even out at some point in time. They're going to have to start playing better baseball against teams that are 500 or better, or that lead is going to disappear. They're going to come back to the pack relatively quickly. I think they've benefited from the fact that Atlanta started slow, Washington has started slow, and Philadelphia has been within a couple of games of 500 the whole season. So, hey, you're in first place. You're 28-23. I'd rather be in first place in June than last place in June, but I think how they play against the 500 teams is going to come into this factor at the end of the year.
John, my question is simply this. So far, you know, we're, what, like about 60 games in, 55, 60 games in, depending on who you are. Who's underachieving, who's overachieving in Major League Baseball right now?
Well, there's no question that the biggest overachiever is the San Francisco Giants. As I mentioned, 37-21, best percentage in Major League Baseball, 8-2 in their last 10, winners of three in a row, took three out of four at Dodger Stadium last weekend. They've got to be a huge surprise. I think the Mets are a little bit of a surprise. I knew they were going to be better than they were last year, but I didn't see them as a first-place team this late in the season. The Red Sox have been a surprise. I didn't think they'd be 12 games over 500 in June. In terms of disappointments, I guess the biggest one still has to be, I guess Kansas City's a surprise too. You know, they started out really well after a great spring training. Then they had a bad spell, found themselves two or three games below 500. And as Andy mentioned, they've done well in the last little while. I think they're 6-4 in their last 10, and all of a sudden they're two games above 500 again. Houston, a little bit of a surprise, mainly because we didn't know what we were going to get there. In terms of disappointments, Atlanta, two games under 500 is a disappointment. The Cardinals, struggling lately, that's a bit of a disappointment from where I sit. I still think the biggest disappointment in Major League Baseball is the Minnesota Twins. You know, this is a team that I thought had a real good chance to win that Central Division. along with the White Sox and Cleveland, I saw those three teams as being A, B, and C in terms of winning that division. I'm looking at the Minnesota Twins, 23-35, a .397 percentage, still on a bad spell, 4-6 in their last 10. I don't know what the problem is in Minnesota. If Rocco Baldelli knew, I guess he'd do something about it. But I'm stunned that the Minnesota Twins are that far off the pace. They're already 12 games out, which to me tells me that there's a very small chance that they're going to make the postseason. And I would have thought that they would have been at least a wild card contender when we talked in April.
That's the voice of John Poulter, professor of sports, breaking down Major League Baseball with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Hey, one final thing, and I don't know if we have a lot of info on this, but just any thoughts from you about this Major League Baseball enhancing the plans for enforcement of foreign substance ruling is being finalized, with June being the rollout pending, basically, just depending on what they actually decide from this whole thing. So do you have any idea of what they're planning to enforce with this new foreign substance rule?
I don't know anything for sure. What I have heard people talk about is that the umpires will have the opportunity to check players as they come off the field, go to the dugout, confiscate caps, confiscate gloves, that kind of stuff, send them away for testing. But according to Josh Donaldson, there's a ton of these guys that are doing it, so it's going to be very interesting to see how that shakes out.
Hey, John, as always, appreciate your time. We'll catch up with you next week.
Yeah, my pleasure as always, guys. Stay well, and we'll chat next week.
John Poulter, professor of sports, breaking down Major League Baseball and some NHL hockey. Keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, you're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
3-1 to Muncy. Peterson leading off second. Swing and a fly ball to right. Well hit. Eaton back to the wall, and it is gone. Peterson a double. Muncy a home run. Dodgers 2-0 in the bottom half of the first, and still nobody out.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Hi, this is Ron Barr, and I've got great news for anyone suffering from ongoing pain due to aging, overexertion, and the effects of everyday living. Relief Factor is a 100% research-based formula that was created to combat the root causes of inflammation. Relief Factor is designed to address sore muscles, stiff joints, aches, and the general discomfort you may feel. There are four key ingredients, and each approaches the body's natural inflammatory response function from a different metabolic pathway. And they've got something special for Sports Byline Network listeners. You can get their three-week quick start program for just $19.95. That's only 95 cents a day. Head to ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-500-8384. Relief Factor helps to support a healthy response to inflammation and decreases discomfort from the effects of daily living, and you can get yours at ReliefFactor.com or by calling 1-800-500-8384. Your life, your freedom. Get back to living at ReliefFactor.com.
It's time for some straight talk. You've got real work to do, but everyone's sucking up the free Wi-Fi faster than a Mocha Choco double frap on ice. So be your own hotspot. Now with Straight Talk Wireless, get 10 gigs of hotspot data with the Ultimate Unlimited plan. Just $55 a month on America's largest and most dependable networks. You don't have to find a hotspot. You are the hotspot. Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise.
Compatible device required. See straighttalk.com.
If your loved one has passed away due to COVID-19, pay close attention to this message. You could be entitled to a death benefit of over $300,000. The U.S. government has set up a fund to pay families relief if they've lost a loved one due to COVID-19. We know this is a hard time for you, and this fund has been set up by the federal government to help ease your pain. The compensation includes a death benefit and lost wages benefit. Time is limited, so we urge you to make a free phone call right now. There's no cost to you for this claim. All legal fees are only covered once you receive your money. So if you've lost a loved one due to COVID-19, call the legal helpline right now to find out if you qualify for a cash award. Here's our number. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. That's 800-918-4086. Paid for by the IPG Law Group.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, don't worry. There's a bright side. The experts at BrightsideTaxRelief.com will protect you from having your wages garnished, money deducted from your bank account, and your home or business seized. BrightsideTaxRelief.com will fight the IRS and negotiate to reduce or eliminate the amount you owe. Visit BrightsideTaxRelief.com or call 800-730-4313. That's 800-730-4313. The consultation is free. Go to BrightsideTaxRelief.com now.
Drew's got it to Daly. Daly is a confident shooter from 20 misses. The rebound is to Ray Tolbert with authority. They steal the ball with authority. Cage has got it. Throws the ball away to Magic. He's got it with authority. And out of the backcourt, everybody is authoritative. Magic behind the back. No look pass. Go underneath. He fakes the pass.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
LeBron James coming to the studio.
No, I'm hitting the family juice.
Yeah, baby. Welcome back in, everybody. That was some quality stuff by Scott, by the way. If I'm not mistaken, that was Chick Hearn on the call by the Lakers there. And then, obviously, Shaq talking about LeBron James. But, quite frankly, that's a great segue because we can obviously talk a little bit about LeBron James, the Los Angeles Lakers, the defending champions being tossed out of the first round by the Phoenix Suns, quite frankly. And there's no other way you can say it, Mike Wilson. They tossed him right out of the playoffs. They were not intimidated. DeAndre Ayton was probably the most consistent guy throughout that whole series from either team. Devin Booker obviously was flashy. Chris Paul had the early injuries, but he winds up making his mark in that series. The Suns beat him the way that they beat everybody all season long, quite frankly, Mike. They got great play from just about everybody that they put in the game for the most part. So I'm not surprised at the end of the day that the Lakers went down because, quite frankly, you hear me say this a lot of times, and it's quite true. Injuries are part of the game, okay? So you're only as good as the next guy that can play for you. And in the Lakers situation, Anthony Davis not being on the floor was detrimental to them, and nobody knew their roles. I kind of have joked about this, Mike, a little bit, saying, you know, how did the Lakers win the championship last season in the bubble? And I think the bubble was somewhat of a joke to many degrees. But the one thing I will say about the Los Angeles Lakers and the reason that they won the championship last season in the bubble and the only reason they won the chip last season in the bubble is because everybody knew their damn role, brother. Everybody's role was defined. This season, this time around, the roles were not defined, man. The roles were cloudy at best. What are they doing with Drummond? What are they doing with Montrezl Harrell? There was just so many things that I was shaking my head and scratching my head at, that the fact that Frank Vogel was not a very good decision maker for whatever reason it was. Last season, man, all the stars aligned. I'm sorry, but that's the way I look at it, because I don't know how the hell that Los Angeles Laker team won a chip last season, bro, other than the fact that everybody knew their damn role. Roles were defined, and that's all I can say about that, my friend.
All right, Forrest Gump, that's all I got to say. I tend to agree with everything that you're mentioning there. The Suns, to me, got up and down the court a lot better than the Lakers did. They're younger, they're quicker, you know, those young legs, they don't know any different. They're just playing, they're just hooping, they're just balling. Booker was great. Ayton, like you said, you know, I don't want to actually say he was dominant in the middle, but he was good enough based on what the Lakers had. And you're exactly right. Look, the role that the bench players for LA had this season were not defined. And a lot of that with the bubble is you could focus in real easy because there weren't the outside distractions. There weren't, you know, you live in LA, you play in LA, there's 20 million different, you know, distractions that can get to these players. In a bubble situation like last year, there wasn't those distractions. They could focus in. They could, you know, they could look at more film, all that kind of stuff that adds to winning a championship. This year they didn't have it. Injuries are part of the game. You got to step up. Missing one of your best players. It was a recipe for the Lakers going down. And to see that happen, I'm not going to say that I took a lot of joy in it, but when you're a Boston Celtics fan, I'm just going to say if the Celtics don't win it, the next best thing is watching the Lakers not win it. So for that reason, hey, you know, the next round for the Suns, who knows what's going to happen, but you got to give them all the credit in the world. Monty Williams and his staff, Devin Booker and the boys, they're deserving to move on to the next round.
I agree 100%, bro. 75 years ago today, Mike Wilson, something happened. The Basketball Association of America was founded with 11 teams and a 60-game season. The league name was changed to the NBA, which is the National Basketball Association, 3 years later in 1949. The BAA was the first league to play predominantly in large arenas in major cities. So, look, bro, there's a little bit of history for you here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition show with my man Mike Wilson. I would be Andy Dorf, of course. But, man, oh, man, just first time that LeBron James has lost in the first round, man, 14-0 before this. There's something about that. Is that maybe a sign of what's to come? And maybe LeBron is on that decline after so many unbelievable seasons that this guy's had and just long runs in the postseason. Like, this is the first time I kind of felt like LeBron can't do this on his own, Mike. Like, I seriously felt that way, and there's never been that feeling in my head before. So maybe, just maybe, Father Time is catching up on LeBron?
Well, maybe, just maybe. It's hard to tell. Now we'll probably be able to tell after next season, see if this was kind of like a one-off for him a little bit, in terms of getting knocked out in the first round. And, you know, but a lot of that as well for next season depends on what that front office does, for the Lakers. What changes do they make? Do they keep Montrezl Harrell or Drummond? Or, you know, do they try and trade Kuzma for something and get some more weapons, you know, around LeBron? There's been a lot of talk that LeBron wants Bradley Beal, you know, as a kind of go-to guy on the Lakers. If I were the Lakers front office and you're talking Beal, I make that trade in a minute. Like, I don't even hesitate. Like, what do you want for Beal? Cause I'll take him on my Celtics in a heartbeat as well. So it's going to be a very interesting offseason for the Lakers, because you're just not used to seeing the Lakers go out in the first round like they did this year. So we'll see what happens. But I'll tell you what, Dorf, there's going to be plenty of coaching opportunities for a lot of people. So I don't know what you think about that. But let me ask you this, man. Is it time for the NBA to hire their first female head coach?
Hey, maybe. I don't know. I haven't really given that much thought, I'll be honest with you. But you brought up some points that I kind of want to address. You know, this wasn't only LeBron James having a first-round exit, my friend. There's a guy there in Portland who also had a first-round exit. By the way, had nothing to do with him. I mean, this guy was just absolutely flat-out insanely good. And I'm obviously talking about Dame Dollar. I'm talking about Dame Time. I'm talking about Damian Lillard. The dude is just flat out incredible. And I felt bad for him. I'm watching him play the other night, and I'm absolutely getting mesmerized. I'm sitting there screaming at Katie every single shot the guy's making. I'm like, you got to get your butt in here. You got to watch this. Like, I don't care if you don't like basketball, honey. Listen, you're coming in and you're sitting your butt down, and you're gonna watch one of the greatest performances that the Dorfman has ever seen in his natural Hasselborn life. I'm sorry, dude, but that guy is maybe Mr. Clutch when it comes to hitting big shot after big shot after big shot. But with that being said, my friend, obviously Terry Stotts out now after 9 seasons. And quite frankly, brother, I'm sorry, but that took too freaking long, because where the hell is Terry Stotts' defensive scheme been for 9 years? Because the Portland Trailblazers don't play a lick of defense, Mike Wilson. But that's beside the point. I'm talking about Dame Dollar right now. He does not necessarily want to stick around in Portland. And that, to me, brother, that's newsworthy, because until they went out this season, Dame Dollar has been standing tall, standing proud, been standing by Portland forever, dude. He did not want to leave, but all of a sudden, maybe starting to scratch his head about saying, you know what, I want to win. And quite frankly, dude, there's a place I know I'd like to see him, and that would be Milwaukee, my friend.
Of course you'd want to see him in Milwaukee. I mean, come on. I mean, that doesn't come as any surprise. I'd like to see him in Boston. Holy smokes, put him with Tatum. Whew, that would be nice. But yeah, look, Dame's getting to that point in his career where the All-Star games, the MVP talk, that type of stuff isn't what he wants. He's maybe seen that he's on the back nine of his career, or starting on the back nine of his career, and he wants to be someplace where they can win. And it's obvious through watching Portland as much as I do, because that's the team that I grew up with back home. And it's frustrating to see a talent like Damian Lillard not get to the championship round or have a shot at it on a consistent basis. And one of the things that I would like to see, it was the same thing when I was growing up in Portland, and, you know, the Blazer teams had some teams get to the finals, but the guys like a Terry Porter, a Clyde Drexler, who put in their time in blood, sweat, and tears, they didn't win one. They had, you know, obviously Drexler had to go down and get traded to Houston to get his ring. I think if Portland's not careful in terms of how they improve their defense and other weapons on that team, I could see him demanding a trade, or playing out his contract, or just playing out his contract and just saying, hasta la vista, Portland, I'm going to Milwaukee or, Boston, or, you know, someplace where they got a shot at winning a title.
Yeah, no, I mean, absolutely, I agree. You know, it's interesting, because I've always talked about Dame, and I've had the utmost respect for him about his take on wanting to stay in Portland. But at the end of the day, man, I can understand his take all of a sudden wanting to get the heck out of there, because the guy must have felt like he was playing 1-on-5 against the Denver Nuggets. So, look, the guy's a great player, man. He's absolutely fantastic. Right. And I was just watching that performance the other night, and I'm just like, this is just unbelievable. And it's going to be too bad, because you know what? It's going to come in a losing performance anyway. And at the end of the day, this guy's going to be upset one way or another. So, man, oh, man, I think that it's interesting how much weight players can carry. But quite frankly, I kind of understand it in Dame's situation. He's the team, dude. He is flat out the team. Like CJ McCollum, you're okay, but you're not clutch. You know, like, they're just not, they got one guy that is fearful, man. Everybody else, nobody fears them. So Dame is kind of playing all on his own, all on his lonesome. And at a certain point in time, that gets tiresome. Very tiresome. All right, I hear the music. That means we got to take another pause for the cause. We will. We're going to do that. We'll come back and wrap up this hour like we always do. Hour number one's in the books. Kind of crazy. Keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, you're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Talking to Dennis. Kuzma will work perimeter. Ennis will attack. He dives all the way and gives it over to Bourne. He has it rejected. Now it's a 5-on-2. Lakers slow getting back. Butler shoots and scores.
Are you kidding me? team LeBron has won it.
Portland is led by as many as 19. Lillard with 21 points, the lead all scoring. What a pass by Lillard here. The slam by Nurkic.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Go crazy, folks. Go crazy.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right. Call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-338-6906, 800-338-6906. That's 800-338-6906. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. Again, that's 800-449-1759.
You guys are upset, angry, frustrated we didn't get the job done, but to your question, we'll be ready for Friday knowing kind of treat it like a regular season where you have to move on pretty quickly to a different team that we just beat and know that they're going to come in with the same desperation we're going to have. And, you know, biggest game of the year.
This is Dorf on Sports.
I am a little more impressed with you.
I would say that's definitely a guy that knows about big games, Steph Curry. He's played in many big games before. Kind of sad we're not getting to see him bust loose here in the postseason. As we know, they went out early because of the write-in situation. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf pulling you through another one. By the way, I haven't done this all hour. You can follow us on Twitter for Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Check us out on Facebook. Dorf on Sports there. Check us out on IG. It's the real Dorf on Sports there. And it's kind of funny, Mike, you and I are literally reading each other's minds on certain things that are happening in the world and breaking news for people. I don't know if it's necessarily breaking in the sense of we didn't know that there was an issue, but Julio Jones looks like he may be on his way to the Tennessee Titans, barring any setbacks within the next 24 to 48 hours. So Hey, not a bad move if you're the Tennessee Titans, Mike Wilson. Real quickly in a moment.
Yeah, no, not a bad move at all. He's a great weapon to have. He's going to add a lot to that offense down there in Tennessee.
All right, we've got to take a break. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Hour number one in the books. Hour number two coming up here. Keep it close, everybody.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The two parties will be back at the negotiating table on Monday to hammer out a United States infrastructure bill. President Biden rejecting the latest Republican proposal, which included a spending increase of about $50 billion over the two previous offers. Biden saying the proposal didn't meet his objectives to grow the economy, tackle the climate crisis, and create new jobs. The Iraqi army says two drones were destroyed over a base housing U.S. troops. The U.S. defense system was reportedly activated to shoot down the drones over the military base in Iraq's western desert. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for today's attack. The same base was targeted last month by an armed drone. So far this year, there have been 39 attacks against U.S. interests in Iraq. More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Friends, Mike Lindell is a great supporter of conservative radio, but most of all, he's a man who has invented a great USA product that will help you get a great night's sleep. For over 3 years, I've told you how the MyPillow Premium Pillow has changed my life. I get the best sleep of my life. But more importantly, the pillows don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them as many times as you want. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Here's the best deal you'll ever get on a MyPillow Premium Pillow. $29.98 for a standard or queen size pillow. King size only $5 more. You're saving $40. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. You can save up to 60% on any MyPillow product when you use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the MyPillow Premium Pillow Special.
Former President Trump returned to the political eye by giving the keynote speech at the 2021 GOP convention in North Carolina. The former president touched on immigration, election fraud, as well as problems he says are caused by Democrats.
Our leaders, they're bowing down to China. America's being demeaned and humiliated on the world stage. Our freedom is being overtaken by left-wing cancel culture.
Speaking at Saturday's convention marks his first public appearance since leaving the office in January. Arizona fire officials remain on the scene of a massive fire in Phoenix. Crews planning to remain at the scene through the early morning hours to deal with hot spots. Officials saying the six-alarm fire required more personnel to put out than any in the city's history. More than 200 firefighters from 10 agencies responded to the blaze, which started in a recycling yard and quickly spread to commercial buildings. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergenauer with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Apple TV is giving you a sneak peek at a new animated documentary.
Apple TV is giving people a glimpse of their brand new special.
We have to write an essay? 500 words about who we are? I have no idea who I am. Good grief.
You worry too much, Charlie Brown.
Long before there was a boy named Charlie Brown, there was a man named Charles Schulz.
Who Are You, Charlie Brown? Explores the legacy of the Peanuts comic strip and its creator, Charles M. Schulz. The new special is narrated by Lupita Nyong'o and features interviews with Schulz's family and friends, along with fans of the comic strip, including Kevin Smith, Al Roker, Drew Barrymore, and others.
I've been dreaming about this thing since I was about 6 years old.
He was the little kid that no one really talked to.
He was one person telling this personal story every day.
Like all the best creators, there's a lot of himself in the work.
I remember I called him my sweet Babu. Pretty soon it was in the comic strip.
And he was those characters.
Who Are You, Charlie Brown honors Schultz and the lasting popularity of the significance of the Peanuts comic strip. Who Are You, Charlie Brown premieres June 25th on Apple TV+. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-807-1981. 800-807-1981. That's 800-807-1981.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen, let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, good afternoon, and let's absolutely say good evening to you people. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, powering you through another weekend of lots of sports to dive into and digest, whether it's the NBA playoffs, NHL hockey playoffs, Major League Baseball, some tennis, some golf, some football, you know it. We got you covered, baby, in every way, shape, and form. Mike Wilson, you ready to get after another hour of sports talk with me, brother? Yes or no?
Oh, absolutely, yes. There's a lot to talk about. There's some NFL news, like you're saying. There's NBA playoffs. There's a ton of stuff. There's even, hey, look, there's even tennis. So we can talk some tennis if you want, or should I say you can talk some tennis if we want, you know?
Hey, you can take a seat and just take a listen, I guess. But you're right, man. We've got disgruntled people in Green Bay with Aaron Rodgers, right? We've got Julio Jones potentially on the move. We got the Raiders who know, you know, they just make all kinds of mistakes left and right. And the Steelers, they may be an offensive line mess this year, and that may spell trouble for Big Ben Roethlisberger. Anyways, we got to take a quick pause for the cause. We'll come back and wrap about the sports world. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
It's baseball season, and you're ready to go all out. So you ordered the essentials to make game day a success, like a jersey, a power recliner, and a bigger screen. And you used your Bank of America customized cash rewards credit card, choosing to earn 3% cash back on online shopping. Rewards that you put toward an essential piece of the celebration. An air horn. Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding.
Copyright 2021 Bank of America Corporation.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Time for your small business report, presented by Dell Small Business. When you begin a new business venture, it's easy to get excited and want to tap into different markets. But spreading yourself too thin can result in missed opportunities to capture an engaged audience. Instead, stay focused on your niche and constantly optimize your products and services. Create organic SEO growth because it drives trust, and be sure to reinvest in your digital marketing. And that's your Dell Small Business Report.
It's the perfect season for a powerful business upgrade with Dell Technologies Summer Sale Event. Save up to 45% on secure PCs built for business with Windows 10 Pro. You'll also find great savings on Dell servers, monitors, docks, and other accessories to help boost productivity. Plus, enjoy free shipping on everything. Do more with modern devices and Windows 10 Pro. Call 877-ASK-DELL for a Dell Technologies advisor who can help you find the right tech. That's 877-ASK-DELL for business specials during Dell's Summer Sale Event.
Your outdoor experiences could be better. Clearly better. Canon sunglasses are made exclusively with polarized lenses for optimal clarity. Using Japanese optics, Canon's lenses are clearer, lighter, and stronger than other lenses. And they're nearly impossible to scratch. With frames handcrafted in Italy, Canon sunglasses elevate your experiences outside, with a degree of clarity beyond your wildest imagination. Canon designs and manufactures our high-performance eyewear to be clearly better than any sunglasses you've tried before. Use the exclusive code CanonCast15 at Canon.com to receive 15% off your first pair. That's K-A-E-N-O-N-C-A-S-T-1-5. Canon. Clearly better.
Packers have the first and goal at the 8. Back to pass, Rodgers. He looks right. He throws an arching spiral pass in the back part of the end zone. Caught! Leaping two-handed glove catch by the tight end, Graham. Double-teamed. Defenders draped on both shoulders. And Graham catches the 8-yard touchdown pass from Aaron Rodgers, and the Packers have taken the lead.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. That means Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, pulling you through another one. Welcome in, everybody. By the way, you can get at us a couple of different ways. You can always call us, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can always hit us up on Twitter. For Mike Wilson, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. And obviously, check us out on Facebook. It's Dorf on Sports there. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there, and you know, I'm listening to those highlights and, you know, thinking about obviously things that could or couldn't happen for my Green Bay Packers, Mike. But Julio Jones going to the Titans most likely is very intriguing, because in a lot of ways I think the Titans are pretty close, man. Obviously they have Derrick Henry who can run the ball, they've got Brown, that wide receiver, but now you give them Julio Jones. Maybe Ryan Tannehill gets a little bit better. Maybe some of the mistakes that he makes, they don't continue to happen when you have another weapon like that. So Titans weren't that far away, and now you add this piece to the puzzle. Does it get them that much closer to maybe being able to take out Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs or whoever else, maybe the Buffalo Bills potentially?
It gets them closer. I don't think it puts them over the top in terms of beating the Chiefs. I just think the Chiefs just have way too many weapons. You know, starting with, you know, my homie, you know, Patrick Mahomes, but, this gets them better. It gets the Titans better for sure. Tannehill, he's probably going to, barring injury, he's going to look a lot better having a Julio Jones, on one side of the ball. And he, like you said, you put him with Brown and you put him with Derrick Henry. And offensively, you know, if the offensive line can hold and do a good job, the Titans are going to be a formidable team on any given Sunday.
Yeah, and the defense is usually relatively good too. And like we've always said, defense, there's one thing that always travels, and that would be a defense. So, and then the ball control that they can have with Derrick Henry running that ball for them. I don't know, man. I think they made themselves a little bit more interesting, that's for sure. I thought Baltimore was going to definitely try to make a swing at this, because that would be another outstanding weapon for Lamar to have at his leisure too. But it looks like it's going the Tennessee Titans way. And again, I think they're close. Whether this puts them over the hump or not, obviously time will tell that. What do you make of Brady kind of coming out and giving some jabs at Aaron Rodgers after the golf thing that they have, and talking to DeChambeau about, you know, maybe you're going to always have to lay up because, you know, Aaron Rodgers isn't going to go for it, that kind of thing. And then you see Aaron Rodgers hanging out in Hawaii. They're like showing pictures of him there. I wonder if any of this has anything to do with each other, but at the end of the day, I got news for you. To me, that kind of sounds like fighting words from Tom Brady. And if I'm Aaron Rodgers, look, the guy takes everything so personal. Why wouldn't you take that personal? And why wouldn't you want to get back in the hunt with the guys that you were there with before and go after this one more time? But then again, like I said to you, the narrative's going to change at some point. The narrative's going to change to, well, now that Aaron Rodgers caused all this chaos, how does he get the guys back on the same page? And quite frankly, the divide is there for the fans at this point in time. Fans want him out, or fans are just sticking with him one way or another. But at some point in time, he's got to come back to earth. And then he's got to put back the pieces to the puzzle, and he's got to explain to his teammates why he did what he did and how he can go back and move forward with them after doing what he did. So just wait, man. I'm telling you, the storyline's getting ready to change pretty soon there in Green Bay.
I'm sure the storyline is going to be a moving target for the rest of the season, for the rest of the time that Rodgers is in Green Bay. I think the shots that Brady was taking, look, Brady can do whatever he wants. He's the Super Bowl champ for the seventh time. So, you know, if you're going to take shots from somebody, it might as well be the Super Bowl champ, quarterback from Tampa Bay. The whole thing with Aaron and Hawaii, I don't even care. You know, just get yourself into camp, get yourself back with your teammates. And like you said, he's going to have to explain why he did what he did. But I think at the end of the day, the teammates are going to listen to him, accept his apology, and be like, all right, no, you know, Rodgers is back. Here we go. Let's run this back again and see if we can get one more game, advance one more game than last year and do what we do.
You know, I make a lot of mention about the fact that Tom Brady and or Aaron Rodgers don't hit the deck a lot. They don't take a lot of unnecessary hits. Over the years, Big Ben has taken some hits, as we all know. Yep. I do think they're making a concerted effort to make that offensive line a little bit better for Big Ben. And, you know, to me it makes sense, bro. I mean, you look at what Tom Brady has been able to do in his 40s. Like, Big Ben can still throw the ball. He's not as mobile, obviously, but that's all the more reason why you get the pieces around him to protect him a little bit better. So they're making a concerted effort to try to help prolong Big Ben's career, if you will. I mean, at the end of the day, we can't forget, the Pittsburgh Steelers were 11-0 last year, man. And then all of a sudden the wheels fell off for whatever reason, you know, some nagging injuries. Big Ben wound up getting banged up a little bit and things like that happen. As I've said so many times before, injuries are part of the game, but you also try to give yourself the best opportunity to not have injuries. Quite frankly, I'm kind of wondering why this move took so long, Mike.
Yeah, you do. And the other thing that concerns me with Pittsburgh is not only the offensive line, but I mean, you know, Pouncey retired, Villanueva. I think he moved on in free agency. So yeah, the line is going to be a concern all year long with Pittsburgh. But the thing that concerns me the most with Pittsburgh going forward, not only this year, but for years to come, who's going to take the place of Big Ben? Like what they have there, you know, in Pittsburgh. I mean, I know they got Haskins, you know, they got him from Washington. But he's not a proven commodity. Yes, he's been in the league, but he hasn't done anything. So for me, for Pittsburgh, you got to figure out who's going to be the heir apparent in terms of the quarterback in the next few years. And if you have to make a deal to go get one trade, or you trade up in the draft to get one of the quarterbacks that will be coming out in the future, that's what you got to do, because, look, Pittsburgh fans, they don't put up with losing seasons a lot. And they like to complain about anything and every little thing in Pittsburgh with that team. But if you don't have a quarterback and you're losing, you got some explaining to do in Pittsburgh. So we'll see what happens. But the quarterback situation is going to be interesting for them.
Yeah, man. I mean, look, at the end of the day, we know it's a quarterback's league. And Big Ben has done some serious damage in his career. Obviously, we know what Tom Brady's done. Patrick Mahomes is doing what Aaron Rodgers would like to be doing, but yet he'd rather be causing more of a distraction than anything at this moment in time. So a lot to be decided over the next couple few months. And the NFL, we can never not talk about NFL football. So love it, baby. Love it. Absolutely love it. All right, we got to take a break. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, you're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
With a second down 11, going away to the point of the left. Tackle, that's picked up. May have been deflected. Talvin Smith, the linebacker, into the end zone. Second Roethlisberger interception.
Jalen Samuels now in. Roethlisberger pump. Roethlisberger to run. 30. 20. Slides inside the 15. It's a first down and a flag down. Eric Reed, a late hit. And now the offensive lineman, Vance McDonald and others, getting in there with Reed after the 17-yard scramble and pushing and shoving.
I love that.
It is David DeCastro that got in the face of Reed.
It is great.
This is Dorf on Sports.
That's big.
You watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them.
In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. That's 800-732-9635.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. Again, that's 800-449-1759.
We're talking Byline Sports, where sports happens.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody. Mike Wilson hanging out with me, Andy Dorf, here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. By the way, always live for your listening pleasure, 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time on Sundays. Then we come back in the wee hours of the night, starting at 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So love our late night people as well as our morning people, Mike Wilson. Absolutely got to say hello to those people. By the way, you can always get at us a couple of different ways. For Mike, hit him up on Twitter. It's Pigskin Opinion. For the Dorf Man, hit me up. It's Dorf on Sports. Check us out on Facebook, Dorf on Sports there. Check us out on IG, the real Dorf on Sports there. And Mike, let's get back to talking some real NBA hoops because, quite frankly, I think that you and I are huge NBA basketball fans in general. But truth be told, man, the performances that we've seen, some great individual performances that we've seen. Obviously, we mentioned Damian Lillard, your guy, for the Portland Trail Blazers, and you know his loyalty has been second to none when you think about what Portland means to him. But what a great first round performance from him! What a great first round performance from Luka Doncic and Kawhi Leonard, just putting on a real show. What a first round performance from Devin Booker when you think about. So like out of all the guys that have had great first round performances, who's the guy right now that you're like, man, oh man, I just gotta watch that guy every single time he plays. I gotta see that dude play.
Good question. I would say Dame, but obviously Dame is out of the playoffs for right now. It has to be Luka. It just does, because he does a little bit of everything and he does a little bit of everything very well. The only thing with Luka that bugs me is that he complains, and it looks like it's almost he's whining after everything, like you breathe on him and he wants a foul kind of thing. But he is, barring that, he is fun to watch. He can score. He can get his teammates involved. He can rebound. He's big. He's a matchup problem. And so for right now, it has to be Luka.
You know, the one thing I do love about watching Luka play is the control, the calm, the poise, the wisdom beyond his years, quite frankly. This kid is absolutely remarkable. I agree with you. Everything you said, he's fantastic. And to me, you know, he is the one guy that you just can't take your eyes off. You know what this guy's going to bring. The one thing I'm going to say that I knock on him for, and I do think it's going to be an issue moving forward, and he's got to clear this up so that he can go down as one of the all-time greats, and that's his free throw shooting, Mike. Like, yeah. In all honesty, how does he hit three-pointers with guys all in his grill, but yet he can't make a free throw? Again, listen to what I'm saying. It's a free throw. Nobody's guarding you. Nobody's got a hand in your face. You just have to go there. You got to have your routine. You got to be ready to roll, and you got to make those free throw shots in the clutch. So, to me, that's the one knock I have on Luka is, yeah, you're right, man. This guy is special with the ball. He scores. He creates for others. Again, I said it. He plays with such great poise, so much control. Never seems like things are going too fast for him. But at the free throw line, dude, get it together, please.
Yeah. I mean, that's been the Achilles heel for him so far in his young career. You would think that in the off season, you know, his coaches, the owner, Mark Cuban, would come to him and like, hey, 1,000 free throws a day. You can't be shooting free throws like this and expect us to go deep in the playoffs. You know, we have to have you on the floor, Luka, you know, at the end of games and be able to trust that you're going to hit a free throw when they foul you. You know, he's special. You know, there are some people that are already saying, you know, he's going to go down as one of the top 10 players of all time. I'm like, whoa, whoa, you know, I get kind of, you know, pump the brakes kind of thing. He's in his third year or fourth, you know, whatever it is for him, but he's still so young. He's still learning the game. He's still learning the NBA game. And so to prematurely, in my book, say that, you know, he's going to go down with the top 10 greatest players of all time is a little ahead of schedule for him. But he is certainly fun to watch. And, you know, you mentioned some other players, Joker, you know, I like watching him play. I for me, Joker up there in Denver is just one of those appointment TV type of guys because he does a lot of the things Luka does. You know, he gets other teammates involved. He can shoot from he has an inside game. He can shoot from the outside. His, you know, the way he passes reminds me of, Arvydas Sabonis a little bit with the Blazers, you know, 15, 20 years ago. And, you know, so Joker's fun to watch. He's going to be the MVP, of the league, but, you know, there's been some great performances, but right now with the people that are left in the tournament, Luka and Joker are going to be it for me.
You know, you mentioned Joker, and, you know, I earlier mentioned DeAndre Ayton and how well he played against the Lakers. He was doing some historical stuff, bro, like with his percentages, his shooting percentages. You know,
right. This
Joker guy, he's a different animal, right? At the end of the day, you know, this guy can take you down low. This guy can take you out high. And I know AD can do those same things when he's healthy, but that's the key word here. He wasn't healthy. Joker is healthy. I think this is going to be a really fun test for DeAndre Ayton and the Phoenix Suns. The Denver Nuggets are a little bit more battle-tested. Like, let's be honest about this, right? I don't know where your head is on this series. I'm kind of leaning toward, you know, it's just the Phoenix Suns. It's kind of their year. But then there's something in my head saying, you know what? The Denver Nuggets have gone through those bumps and bruises. And, yeah, I know they're not playing with Jamal Murray, and I understand that. I get that. But they got other guys that have stepped up. Morris is playing pretty well. Porter Jr. playing extremely well. Obviously, Jokic, this guy playing fantastic. And, again, he's a nightmare of a matchup, man. I know that Booker's a nightmare matchup. I get it, but – when you're 6'4" versus being 7 feet, like, to me, there's something more important about the significance of that potential nightmare matchup of Jokic versus Devin Booker or even CP3, because we know he can take over games. I think DeAndre Ayton, dude, we're going to find out, like, how good this guy is and how versatile this guy is playing the Denver Nuggets. What say you?
No, I think we're going to find out exactly that with DeAndre Ayton, and if he's going to start living up to the number one pick status that that he is. And so far this year, I've been pleased with the progress that he's made. You know, still he's what, 7-1 or 7-2, something in that category. I just need to see him just want the ball, be the guy down low. There aren't that many bigs in the NBA that like to play low. Anthony Davis, he's a big, but he doesn't like to play down low. He's a shooter. Joker, I think Joker kind of likes to play on the perimeter a little bit more than being down low. And DeAndre can turn himself into that guy that you can throw the ball down in the post and he can take over games, but he has to want it. And I still look at him as, you know, just the way he plays, he appears to play a little soft. He's not a power guy by any stretch of the imagination. But if he can turn his game into some kind of power game down low, I think, you know, the future will be bright for a guy like DeAndre Ayton.
Yeah, I mean, look, he is a very dynamic player, and you and I are extremely difficult on the local teams. I'm tough on my own teams. Quite frankly, we haven't talked about that yet. And obviously, Milwaukee-Brooklyn series that has just gotten underway. And they were given a gift, and they just didn't jump on it, if you ask me, when James Harden goes out of that game 43 seconds in and you're unable to capitalize. There's something that needs to be said about that. So we'll get into that and a whole heck of a lot more on the other side. Keep it close, everybody. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. We'll be right back.
This is Dorf on Sports. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. Again, that's 800-449-1759.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-338-6906, 800-338-6906. That's 800-338-6906. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Rondo looking, gets it to Pierce. Pierce turns back out. Rondo fits, dribbles, puts up the three, won't go. Rebound to Saul, kicks it out to Odom. Odom throws it ahead. The Lakers repeat back-to-back titles. The LA Lakers, the 2010 NBA champions.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson hanging out with me, Andy Dorf. Again, you can get at us a couple of different ways. You can always call us. Hit us up on the phone lines, 1-800-878-7529. You can always get at us on Twitter. Follow us, engage with us there. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Check us out on Facebook, Dorf on Sports there. Check us out on IG, the real Dorf on Sports there. And Mike, I want to continue talking NBA hoops, but we can always go around it a little bit with other things that are happening in the sports world in this final segment of the program. From the French Open, where obviously Rafi, Serena, they're taking center stage thus far. And I think Rafael Nadal could win this thing until he's like 50 years old, maybe 60 years old. The guy's just that good on clay. I think Roger Federer made a wise decision to listen to his body. That surface is it's tough, man. I don't know if you've ever played tennis in the first place, but I'm sure you haven't spent a lot of time playing on clay. You can slide on it, which is great. It looks like it's fun and everything, but that takes its toll on your knees and your body and your joints. And quite frankly, I think Roger's best – his two best opportunities to win majors would either be at Wimbledon or it would be at the U.S. Open. So – to close the door, and I guess you could give him an outside shot at the Australian Open, but to me that's tough just because it's the first major of the year when they get going there in January. But whatever, man. At the end of the day, bro, we can talk about a lot of different things. However, I want to continue talking some NBA hoops off the bat here. And, you know, we didn't mention much about those two young teams in the Knicks and the Atlanta Hawks, and now the Hawks have moved on from them, and they obviously are playing the 76ers, who, by the way, we're going to have to obviously keep our mind and our eyes on whether or not Joel Embiid is healthy enough throughout that series to continue playing at a high level. But with that being said, I got to say, man, the Atlanta Hawks, to me, you know, you and I were both on this train of saying, you know, the Knicks won't have enough offense, and Atlanta will obviously be able to get by them, which they did. I'll tell you what, the 76ers better be ready for this too, because sometimes ignorance is bliss, and I think this could be one of those cases when you got Trae Young, John Collins, Gallinari. They just have so many guys that can come at you, and I got news for you. They're too young to know any different, I guess is what I'm trying to say. So look out for the Hawks. I think this series is going to be a little bit tougher than people might think.
I think it is, too. And, you know, for the exact reasons that you just mentioned,
You know, look, if Embiid's healthy, you know, he's good to go the whole series, then, you know, obviously the edge goes to the 76ers. But if Embiid's out, that's a big hole in the middle that they gotta figure out what they're gonna do. That'll open up, you know, things for Atlanta to get to the rim. There's not a rim protector there for Philly. But, you know, you don't, like you said, ignorance is bliss, and Atlanta hasn't, you know, they haven't done anything, but they're young enough, and maybe, I don't want to say dumb enough, but, you know, they're going to play with a, you know, what do we got to lose kind of attitude. You know, they disposed of a team that I think most people figured that they would dispose of in the New York Knicks. This is going to be a taller task for them to do, but as long as you lace them up, you got a shot. And if you got Trae Young on your team, you know, look out.
All right. So just out of curiosity, we didn't pick winners. What do you think? Do you think Philly gets by Atlanta? I do. I think Philly will get by Atlanta. I think it's going to be more of a struggle than people think, though. I think it goes 6 or 7, just for whatever reason. Trae Young winds up going off and having a great game, or Collins, or Denali, or a combination, Bogdanovich, whatever. They're going to beat them a couple of games. They just got enough to get by them. I don't necessarily think they have enough experience to get by them for the series. That's why I'm going to lean on the Philadelphia 76ers. By the way, I'm going to lean on the Philadelphia 76ers whether or not Joel Embiid is healthy enough to play throughout the series. So I think they're just better. I think they're a little further in the process, if you will, that they will be able to handle the Atlanta Hawks, who a very young up-and-coming team that I do think that potentially in the future they have a bright future there in Atlanta.
No, they do have a bright future in Atlanta. I agree with you that this series goes 6 or 7 games and Philly gets by Atlanta. But, you know, I think Atlanta's, like I said, it's going to give them everything that they got and maybe a little bit more. But in the end, Philly just has more talent. I think Philly probably has the coaching matchup as well with that. So we'll see, you know, if it goes 6 or 7. But in the end, Philly takes this series.
All right, we haven't talked that much about it. I did mention, obviously, the Bucks went down game one to the Nets, and, you know, they were given that gift of James Harden right away, having re-aggravated that hamstring. Bucks unable to capitalize it. But with that being said, you know, they did a lot of things poorly, man. And the end of the score makes it a little closer than it really was. They're going to have to figure out how to not let Brooke go out there and kill him. You know, he was knocking down shots left and right. I'm sorry, but that just can't happen. Okay, it just can't. But with that being said, you know, if there's a team that can play without one of their stars, I gotta tell you, it's definitely going to be them. Like, they didn't play with James that much anyway, right? So when you think about it. And I meant to say Blake, not Brooke, but Blake, because Blake Griffin was killing the Bucks, and what I was meaning was, Brooke, you need to get your damn hand out there and play some freaking defense on him. But you get my point. Blake Griffin was killing the Milwaukee Bucks. Like, that guy can shoot three-pointers. That's something that he has put into his game. They have to be a little bit more aware. They got to be more present on that. And certain guys that were killing them, they can't kill him. Like Joe Harris, he can't kill the Bucks, you know? You just can't have that happen, especially when they're playing without James Harden. Like, I'm sorry, but to me that was a missed opportunity, and hopefully that doesn't come back to bite the Bucks in the butt later on throughout the series, because they got to get one or two. You got to get game one or two. I just feel that way. So if you don't get game one or two, I get it. Everybody holds serve. But at the same time, you got to steal one of those, man. And there was no more of a golden opportunity than in game one, Mike.
No, there wasn't a better opportunity than what you're mentioning with Harden going out so quickly. I mean, here's the thing, and you and I both know this with the playoffs is, you know, which unsung hero type of guy is going to show up for either one of these teams or any team in a playoff, because it's those type of guys that can be the difference between you being up 2-0 or it being tied 1-1 after a couple of games in this Milwaukee and Brooklyn series. So, you know, Milwaukee just, I mean, obviously they just have to play better. I think I'm actually picking your Bucks to win this series. I think it goes 7 games. But I just think Milwaukee's learned so much over the last couple of years, being in the playoffs, being the hunted. Now they're not necessarily the hunter, the hunted. They're there. They are the huntee, or the hunter, so to speak. But, I just think that, you know, the chemistry thing is going to come back to bite Brooklyn a little bit. And if Milwaukee can get a hold of just defending the Joel Harris's of the world and these other guys, you know, they're going to be okay.
Shamet can't beat you. Joe Harris can't beat you. Like, it just, those things can't happen. I'm sorry, but it's just the truth. You know, you're expecting Kyrie, you're expecting KD, you're expecting that. Those other guys, you're just not. Like you said, role players, man. And when those role players come out and put in the work, and they usually put in work more so at home than on the road. And again, you know, nothing's happened in a series until a road team has won. So at this point, they're holding serve, but Bucks have to find a way to steal one. And I agree. I mean, at the end of the day, dude, they got to play better. Like, you just got to play better. You can't shoot that lousy from 3-point land and expect to win. It doesn't happen. I'm with you. I'm picking my Milwaukee Bucks as well. However, you know, either one of these teams could advance, and I know that that's easy to say because there's only two teams, but I see a scenario where both of the teams would win. And I know, again, that that's me kind of dancing around a little, but look, I don't see the Bucks winning in 7. I see them winning in 6. So they got to steal. They got to get game 2, and then you got to win your home games, and then you lose maybe game 5, and then you go back and you win game 6. Like that's how I see it in my head. So game 7 on the road at Brooklyn, I don't really like that very much. I'm serious. I just don't like that. Denver Phoenix, we didn't pick a winner there. Who you got?
You know, I'm going to go with Phoenix because I think they learned a lot about themselves beating the Lakers, and people are like, well, the Lakers were injured. They didn't have this player or that player. You know what? You still got to go out and take care of business. And a young team like Phoenix can learn a lot about themselves as young players and as a young team, and even as a young coaching staff. I mean, they haven't been too far in the playoffs with this group yet at all. So I'm going to pick Phoenix in 7. I don't want to sound like a homer for the home state team here, but I just think that getting over that hump, getting past the first round, taking LeBron and his Lakers out, was one of those steps that Phoenix needed to take as a team, as an organization.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think there's a lot to what you're saying, for sure, but I'm going to play devil's advocate with you here because I like to do that first and foremost. But second of all, there's some line of reasoning that I actually believe in what I'm going to tell you right now. And I've said it before, you know, there's bumps and bruises. There's lumps. There's growing pains. I understand they beat the Lakers. I get it. I'm well aware of it. And kudos to the Phoenix Suns for doing that. It was a great job. But quite frankly, they did beat a Lakers team that was injured. And like I've said before, they're part of the game. The Lakers were unable to respond to that adversity. Denver's a different animal, man. They've shown us they can do that. Jamal Murray's not playing. They're missing one of their best players. Other dudes have stepped up. Jokic is just such a tough matchup all around. Like, I'm sorry, but there's something about this Denver team that I like. They're winning this series, man, in 6 or 7. It is what it is. It's the Denver Nuggets that are going to get past the Phoenix Suns. And for Phoenix Suns fans that hate me, like me when they wind up winning, if that is the case, because they do better when it seems like I'm not on their wagon. I know the music's going. We got to take that final pause for the cause. We'll come back and wrap it up. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
And here we go. Gary Harris looks in, gets it into Jamal Murray. He's going to kill a little bit of the clock here. 10 left to go in the basketball game. Murray to Joker. Jokic wrap around to Millsap, leans in. Got deflected. 4 seconds left. Millsap to Joker from 18 feet. Yeah! You get yourself some Nikola Jokic. The Nuggets with the biggest comeback in fourth quarter history. Left for the dead. Come back from 21 points down and take a one-point lead with 1.2 seconds to go.
Lob up top, Booker to Ayton, and a quick slam gets us started.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back.
800-410-4771. 800-410-4771. 800-410-4771. That's 800-410-4771.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. Again, that's 800-449-1759.
Anyway, four against four with 18:54 to go in the third. And off this tie-up, it is now Pasternak and Krubisch. And he scores!
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody, for the final time with us here today on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Always live each and every Sunday morning, 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Then we come back in the wee hours of the night at 10 p.m. and take you through those dark hours of the night because we love you people that much. Anyways, you can always get at us a couple different ways. For Mike, Pigskin Opinion on Twitter. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. On Facebook, Dorf on Sports there. On IG, it's The Real Dorf on Sports there. Mike, the show has absolutely cruised by like they always do with you, my friend. But as you know, at this time, it's parting shot time. You are up, my friend.
I'm going to give my parting shout out to the college baseball and college softball World Series teams that are competing. The college softball World Series is going on, and college baseball playoffs are going on. And my Oregon State Beavers obviously made the playoffs again, but it's fun to watch, and it's just nice to see college sports back and fans back in the stands.
In general, I agree with you, man. Very good to see sports and fans all hanging out at the same time in the same place. Pretty cool stuff. Anyways, man, for me, my parting shot is going to be, Bucks, you better be better, man, because the Dorf Man is picking you to beat the Brooklyn Nets. So don't make me look a fool. For Mike, for Scott, I'm the Dorf Man saying peace. We'll catch you next week on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
Maybe do it again sometime.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.